Thank you for calling the tip line of the Shitty Wizard, the best place to hear hints, advice, and rumors about everyone's least favorite mage. This week's tips are for Side Quest of the Shitty Wizard. Despite having no main quest line and essentially being an elaborate inventory management simulation, you'll need to carefully plan your party and decide which adventurers are most useful. For example, it's not wise to take a party full of magic users with you, as their superior skills will only make your glaring flaws more apparent. Look for party members who will complement you as a leader. A barbarian's heavy weapons work well with your ranged spells, for example. And, if you can recruit a chef, their rich soups are an ideal complement to your ongoing alcoholism, helping you sober up just in time to hear your barbarian's feeble death gurgle. For additional fun, bring along a balladeer to immortalize these deaths in song. During the main side quest, party members may entreat you to pick up their own, smaller side quests, searching for a family brooch, for example, or looking for a lost limb. As party leader, you can decide to ditch the primary side quest to follow these secondary side quests, which themselves will almost certainly lead to tertiary and quaternary side quests. Given that your party can have more members than most guilds, you'll need to choose wisely, as failing a quest will turn a friend into a bitter lifelong foe, hell-bent on your demise. Also, a technical note. Having more than 27 active side quests will corrupt your save game. One of the more entertaining adventures is that of Chrysalor, a fallen paladin you meet during Beppo the Harlequin's expedition, which, itself, is in the midst of Alistair's fishing trip. When you encounter him, Chrysalor has lost his faith and sunk into a deep depression. But more importantly, he's kept a key to every shrine of Beleleth he's visited, a sect known for their high-quality wine. Pass a few speech checks to convince Chrysalor to raid the churches and plunder their hooch. You'll enjoy a multi-day bender, waking to find that you've purchased an isthmus, built a ramshackle hut, and that Chrysalor, a secret alcoholic, has died. But don't worry. The warrior's pledge he made to Belilith ensures that there is no rest in the afterlife. You'll see him again, risen from the dead, and leading a ghoulish horde sworn on revenge. That's all for this week. Good luck from all of us at Low Cunning.